He wrote them a letter. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and he posted it on social media. That is former President Trump's response to the Democrat-led House Committee investigating last year's Capitol riot, voting to subpoena him after a final public hearing into conduct committee members called dangerous.
We are obligated to seek answers directly from the man who set this all in motion. And every American is entitled to those answers.
That's Republican Liz Cheney, who the former president said in his letter is not a real Republican. The Trump response does not specifically address the subpoena, which he last night called a publicity stunt. Instead, the former president reiterates his rigged and stolen election claims, calling the committee political hacks and thugs who did not investigate any of that, calling what it did a show trial with no cross-examination, again labeling that the crime of the century. Now to Raleigh, North Carolina. The day after a mass shooting,
a 15-year-old white male suspect was taken into custody and is in critical condition.
Police Chief Estella Patterson is not saying how that suspect was injured. After five people were killed on a street, then on a walking trail, two others were shot and wounded, one critically. The teen suspect was caught after an hours-long search. Governor Roy Cooper praised that police response.
It was a complex mission in a short amount of time to stop the shooter. And they succeeded.
In Chicago, a Catholic school teacher is in custody, arrested after a fifth grader reported a threat that she has a kill list and that the student is on it. We got this update on the economy the day after worse than expected inflation last month.
Retail sales were flat in September. Shoppers have been pulling back on optional purchases while spending on essentials. Excluding autos, retail sales were up 0.1%. It's a concern because September includes back-to-school shopping.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
On Wall Street, stocks were higher earlier. Now, moments ago, the Dow moved down 20 points. The NASDAQ is down more than 100 points, this following yesterday's big rebound surge after stocks had plunged at the opening bell. The price of oil is down more than $2, back to about 86 bucks a barrel. Gas is down a penny again. AAA's national average for regular is at $3.90 a gallon, though that is 20 cents more than a month ago. Diesel is up 2 more cents today, continuing its steep climb lately. Diesel's 30 cents more expensive in the past week. There's a new report on inflation that's different than the one yesterday that showed food prices up 11% from a year ago. This is on something many of us drink at breakfast time.
Orange juice prices are likely to rise, but unlike other inflationary pressures, you can blame this latest increase on Hurricane Ian. The Category 4 storm that slammed into the state last month damaged what was already forecast to be the lowest Florida orange crop in 55 years. The USDA says after Ian, orange production is down 32% from last season, making it the smallest crop since World War II. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Now to something mysterious.
A flurry of yellow padded envelopes have landed in residential mailboxes across more than 30 states over the past several weeks. That, according to Safely HQ, the consumer reporting website, estimates the mystery packages could number as high as 10,000. Some are worried about a data breach. Others are just confused. Amazon officials suggest it has all the hallmarks of a known scam called brushing. That's where a third-party merchant creates fake transactions on the site. For those receiving empty packages, the Better Business Bureau advises they change their online account passwords.
That's Tom Graham. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.